Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Muffet. Tuttle moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauer scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. Cux moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cux scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 0-for-1 in the game. Muffet strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Muffet covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. TASBY scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clinton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Delsing moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Green scores. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Cutina now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Clinton moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.